From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish, and we end this hour with Quentin Tarantino's controversial new take on slavery in the antebellum South, Django Unchained.
I recall a man who had me kill another man in front of his son, and he didn't bat an eye. You remember that?
Of course I remember.
What you said was that this is my world. In my world, you gotta get dirty. So that's what I'm doing. I'm getting dirty.
That's Jamie Foxx playing Django, a freed slave turned bounty hunter who's searching for his wife and their plantation tormentors. As is the case with all of Tarantino's films, Django Unchained is incredibly violent. We recorded an interview with Quentin Tarantino before the school shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, which drew a new level of scrutiny to the film just as it was coming out. Still, Tarantino insisted then, as he does now, that Django Unchained has a good heart. It's a love story, he says, and as with his previous film, Inglourious Basterds, it's also a brand of revisionist history that, he hopes, Americans will find cathartic.
I do think it's a cultural catharsis, and it's a cinematic catharsis. It can even be good for the soul, actually. I mean, not to sound like a brute, but one of the things, though, that I actually think can be a drag for a whole lot of people about watching a movie about either dealing with slavery or dealing with the Holocaust is just, it's just going to be pain, pain, and more pain. And at some point, all those Holocaust TV movies, it was like, God, I can't watch another one of these. But to actually take an action story and put it in that kind of backdrop where slavery or the pain of World War II is the backdrop of an exciting adventure story, that can be something else. And then in my adventure story, I can have the people who are historically portrayed as the victims be the victors and the avengers. And it's just, it's kind of a charge. It's kind of fun. What, how did you think about it, though?
Well, I have to say it was difficult. Mm-hmm. I'm African-American, and it was, you know, there were some moments there.
Definitely, for sure.
And I want to ask you about this, because mm-hmm. you've long been criticized for being racially insensitive, mm-hmm. you know, with the use of the word nigger in your films, mm-hmm. and that's true to the period, about every other sentence here. Yeah. You're depicting whippings and torture, and what made you think that you're the right person to tackle this?
Is there such a thing as a right person or a wrong person?
Well, it seems like you're diving headlong again. All the critics who might have said, Tarantino, what's going on with him in race, it seems like you're sort of saying to them, well...
And I guess I'm giving them the answer.
Yeah. Now, was there a moment with any of your actors when they turned to you and said, I think this is too far today?
Oh, no. No, not at all. Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, that was one of the things that was just actually so cool about this piece is we were just all completely on the same page. You know, everyone came aboard because of the script. Everyone knew what we were doing, and everyone was completely on board.
So how did you want to walk the line between making this entertainment, because it has some truly entertaining moments, mm-hmm. And, you know, exploitation, making the kind of film that people really would despise about slavery?
Well, you know, it's like, well, I'm not coming from an exploitive place. If you shoot sex like an artist, it's an artistic representation. If you shoot sex like a pornographer, then it looks like pornography. I want you to see America in 1858 in Chickasaw County. And I think we need to see that. And, you know, it's like, yeah, and it might be one of those, you know, it might be one of those things. At the very end of the day, who knows? We'll find out. Court of public opinion will say. But it might be one of those things where, God, you know, maybe it is actually too rough, too painful for a lot of black folks of this generation. But there's the next generation coming out, and they're going to live in a world where Django Unchained already exists.
You know, it's interesting. Your movie poster will probably be hanging in theaters alongside Steven Spielberg's Lincoln.
Yeah, I know.
And a film about the abolition of slavery where there are not really any leading black characters. Mm-hmm. Do you see this as a corrective to films like that?
I wouldn't say a corrective. I would say not at all, actually. And I'm not just saying this being a nice guy. There's really no filmmaker out there I respect more than Steven Spielberg. I haven't seen that film yet, but I haven't seen anything. I've only finished the movie in the last 2 weeks. But I wouldn't call it a corrective, but I would say it's a nice alternative. To me, it sounds like a historical biopic, where mine is a genre movie. It's an adventure.
Why do you think that Hollywood is afraid to approach this subject matter in this way?
Probably because nobody's asking for it. You know, there's not this big demand for, you know, movies that deal with the darkest part of America's history and the part that we're still paying for to this day. They're scared of how white audiences are going to feel about it. They're scared how black audiences are going to feel about it. And if you tell the story and you mess it up, you've really messed it up.
Did anyone say to you, "No, Quentin, we're not doing your crazy slave movie"? Like, did you have kind of naysayers when you popped up with this script?
You know, frankly, to tell you the truth, a couple of white Southern actors were offended by it. No black actors that I know of were offended. And I never heard any black actors say an unequivocal no.
And what was their argument to you then?
They were just, they either just refused to come in. And one guy was just really belligerent. Like, I wondered why he even bothered to come in, if, you know, because he was very disdainful of the whole piece and said, you know, the portrayals of the white Southerners was just cliched and monstrous.
Did you worry about your portrayal of the white actors being...
Not at all.
Over the top? Or
not, well, I wasn't worried. Well, I'm not going to let them be bad. They're going to be terrific. And I'm going to stop them from being over the top, or unless that's appropriate.
But let me ask something, because in reading Vibe magazine, Leonardo DiCaprio said something to the effect of that as he tried to understand his character, you know, at first he had to overcome the fact that he couldn't connect with the character in any way, mm-hmm. and that it was just not something he could understand, that way of thinking. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, both Kerry Washington and Jamie Foxx in the same article talked about a kind of connection. And yeah. It seemed to reflect something, I think, in the audience, which is that maybe there are a great many in the white audience who would say, I've got nothing to do with this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have a white audience member sitting there watching the movie, and they're sitting there and they're thinking, well, I didn't do this. My family didn't make money off of this, so I have nothing to do with this, nor does anybody in my family have anything to do with this. That's actually a completely fair statement. You know, people don't have to feel personally guilty about stuff that happened 100 years ago. But what I expect those people to do is go and see the movie and completely identify with Django 100%, and his triumph is their triumph. And they're going to be cheering him along all the way, and maybe even sometimes every once in a while even a little louder.
Quentin Tarantino, thank you for being so open with us in this conversation. I really enjoyed it.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Writer-director Quentin Tarantino. His new film is called Django Unchained. Well, I'm looking for freedom. I'm looking for freedom. And to find it may take everything I have. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.